to do is put a double entry into your computer. You don't really have a year 2000 computer problem. You have more problems, actually, with viruses in your email that disrupt everything. But the entire Reserve Inter-American Network, the Deposit Trust Corporation, all of these were set to have a blowout. And the reason that I'm going to use those as an example is because all of the major investors are stock market traders. You are a person and you put a major amount of money into the stock market, let's say. It doesn't go into the stock market. You are issued a number, and it goes in through the Deposit Trust Corporation. And only they have now given it a pseudo name and a pseudo number. You will not be able to come back and say, oh, well, I had an account number, because they'll fiddle around until you don't have an account number. And then comes year 2000, whoopee celebration, oh, we lost all that information. So this is to cover up major takeovers, major shiftings. And they're trying to get a lot of those things going before the millennium. Because everything can be dumped in here and shared as one big disaster. Well, they just get it all. We've waited until we get up to here, and this is really a sore spot. I am requiring that we do hand accounting. All these big things that we have going have to be very tediously and methodically written down in a journal. And until it starts running through banks, you don't have a problem anyway. And now so much attention is focused on that, that people are awake and are thinking about what to do. It is those other little nations that will pay the highest price. In the Philippines, for instance, you don't walk into a supermarket and have rows and rows and rows of fresh milk. They either have papered milk, which is radiated, or they have powdered milk. They don't have beef. They're getting a little bit of beef, but most of it comes in from Australia. The rice is being imported. The confusion created by all of this one world, mass and mess, is controlled shipping-wise by your big computer networking systems. So you could very well have a problem, and I think that I will also take that up in the paper. Because they're working out some plans in some of these third world nations where for a few days they're telling you what you ought to do, and that is get drinking water. And a few things as if you had a major disaster just for a few days while the system shakes out. But that's not what they're doing. They're getting ready to nuke you. Does everybody hear me? They're getting ready. Armageddon is underway. And you are not having a war over Kosovo with the Kosovarians. The system is used to hit them who are getting ready. Ethnic Albanians are Muslims. It's ethnic cleansing. The Christians to the north, the Serbs, and the Orthodox religions trying to push out the Muslim population. But that's not the point. The point is to get rid of both the Christians and the Muslims. And that system is working very well. You notice they're bombing everything. Only their planes are being taken out, your planes. You're not getting news. You're at war with the big bear to the north. You think they're poor? The big bear to the north has everything. Maybe their people are poor. And you've got a real problem with the dragon. And I'm very happy that I get along, and you will be very happy that I get along with both. They're respectful, especially in space. They are respectful. And they will honor what they say. And they haven't nuked you yet. But they plan to. They plan to. They'll take out New York. And after there is enough havoc resulted from that, you can expect at least 5 hits. You know, 5 like this. 5 hits. It depends on how big it needs to be to really topple it over in the Holy Land. Because that's where it's got to be. That's where Armageddon must be, because that's in the prophecies. And Armageddon is a place. Get them. And we can't just go around blaming the Jews or the Muslims. You have no spiritual truth in any of your religions. Even Buddhism, as treated by the Dalai Lama, that's always in the news. The Dalai Lama speaks truth. Once you get tangled up with the religions is when you're in real serious trouble. And you're going to have the mavericks of every religion, the fanatics. That is not their religion or spirituality or spiritual truth. If you go to the books of the teachers, it doesn't talk about killing, with one exception, the Holy Bible for the Christians. You better read that book. It's a book on war. It's a book on killing. It's a book on crucifixion and thievery. And don't give me your cute little stories about, but then there was the wisdom of Solomon. The wisdom of Solomon, who would, you know, oh, you have a mommy here and a mommy here. Let's just cut the baby in two. That's what you've done with the world. Let's just cut an arm off and a leg off. And then you've got a leg up on everything. You began to kill the baby in the womb. God doesn't like it. And yet the world has to play out its cycle. It took several years, like a couple of billion, to get to where you are. And to grow on beyond this insanity is going to take a while longer, because you have to grow up through it into a better way. You can't make laws regarding morality. That is something that is within. You have to train children to grow up with respect and good morals. And you see, when I have to face ones who say, well, but I don't think a contract with the state counts. I don't either. This is in marriage, adoption, you name it. There has to be responsibility behind each act. Each action. You have to have laws. You have to have laws of the land, or there will always be the usurpers. In the Philippines, for instance, you truly have a republic. This was noticeable right off. And the theory was, if you're on the street and you're driving something, as long as you're not killing somebody else, it's perfectly all right. Everybody ignores the laws. Because after all, we're a republic. And you're going to squash my right to drive on the street. Well, what it really does is jam everyone into the intersection. While all those diesel vehicles are just belching out this pollution. So the people have to walk around with cloth over their nose. And all that does is take a little bit of the oil out of the air. There's no oxygen left in the air, you know. Just oil. Just fumes. And now you can't get out of the traffic because everybody's jammed. Just jammed. No, I want to be here. And yet it is astounding how few run into each other. And there's some experiences. Terry can share some experiences that are wonderful. You know, a trip to look at a project. It wasn't so awfully far away, but it took hours and hours to get there and hours to get back. And the driver was running on vodka in one hand and speed in another. And he's got the steering wheel. And it was a ride to in the mall. The rest of the trip was made on adrenaline. Didn't upset him. And when you have ambulances, nobody gets out of the way. Fire trucks, nobody gets out of the way. And if finally there is a clearing where it can get over into the middle, as many people as possibly can get in behind it to take up the slack in the midsection. You know, they import buses that are worn out in the junk heap, or when they closed Clark Field, the military sold a bunch of their buses that transported military personnel. They're on the streets. Everybody who wants a bus line just gets a bus. And it's fine, you know, park them in the middle of the intersection and get out. There's no system, you know, in language that you can't understand. They're saying Baguio or Cebu or something out the window. It's a helter-skelter bedlam, mayhem. So what did they do? And Terry would be glad to know this. They have now marked off the street outside the Gallarme Hotel. The whole intersection is one big X. Literally. One big X. Nobody can figure out what it's for, except there is now a traffic control person at the corners of these X's. But they don't talk to each other. One will get out and put his hand up like this while the other is going like this. And then they will stop the traffic in one lane and herd all the people over to the midsection and park them there on this little, you know, sidewalk thing. And pretty soon it's back to nobody pays any attention to it anyway. Now, how do we make money for our police? Because we don't pay them hardly anything. You give them a gun, and in the malls, you give them automatic weapons. So they're all over everywhere, but their pay is so low that actually on New Year's Eve, it sounds like you have entered Vietnam's worst nightmare. Fireworks all night. And they don't just play with little popsicles. Man, these things make your windows just heave. You think they've dropped bombs on you. And then the police get out, and this was a petition to the police this very year. Anyone caught shooting their gun at midnight will be arrested. Well, the police are going to go arrest themselves. So they go ahead and they shoot all their guns off at midnight into the air. Well, those lead bullets have to fall back down somewhere. And so they always end up New Year's with children with their hands blown off and people who have been shot by somebody's bullet from three streets over. But it's a republic. It's a republic. And yet, I don't think they shoot at each other as much as they do here in the U.S. Now, in Malaysia, it's different. They really don't have guns. And Mr. Anwar, you know that one that they put in jail, and they said it was immoral behavior and all this? Well, his little teams in prison with a death sentence for having too many bullets and no gun. And they're going to hang him. They're going to execute the man.
Anwar?
His, one of his top people. It remains to be seen what they will do with Anwar. It's a comedy. But they have better order in Malaysia. And you can walk in the night in Malaysia. You can't in Indonesia. And you can't in the Philippines. And you can't here either. You can't even send the children to school. They at least don't shoot up the schools and each other over there. So back to the turn of the millennium. You've got to get Meng Pedro's prophecies. They're better dated than anything we've given. That tells you that you have a little time. And this goes back to what Eric was asking. You are going to have to prepare just in case. This was planned order. They know what they're doing. And will you make it past that time? Of course. The world is a very strong individual life form. How many of you ants on the surface will make it? Out of all of this, you know there will be a remnant. Even if you have to be removed. Will there be a change in the topography? Of course. But there have not been great, great changes in your historical time. Not like the movement of Pan. So one say, well, what is the real value of the Philippines? That's the real value. It isn't that a new Jerusalem and city, spectacular, will be lifted out of the sea. But it means that that is the seat where the Pleiadians can begin to produce the new city, the new place, the new order. And that's what they're waiting for. And they need the wherewithal to do it, and some help to show the way, because again, it has to be through human hands. You are in a human environment. So will a crystalline city come up out of the sea? Don't look for it. Although there are Aetherians. There are other Aetherians, you know, besides Dr. Young. And they have chosen the lowest of the Aetherians, the astral plane. It's not a very secure place to be. Either go all the way. It is not a good place to be in the middle. You will produce the city. Will Lemuria rise? Yes. And so will Mu. Mu and Lemuria are not the same, although they will be contiguous. But you will build it. You will build it. And it will have a society that can form a network around the globe. And you will have built it. That's what the new millennium holds for you. The thought always is, but will we blow ourselves away? No, you can only blow a little bit away. You can destroy planets. But obviously, if they were pulverized or evaporated, you don't call them planets anymore, and so you don't know. what you don't know ever was there means nothing to you. You can know if a star explodes or something happens, and that's historically documented. You can know that somewhere back there, handed down through generations of time, eons of time, there was a myth about that. Well, these are not myths. These are the reality of the truth of evolvement coming through, because you are in an illusion. Always back to that, which is very difficult. People want to go out, but this is the reality. It is the reality of your moment. It is the reality of your experiencing. And it's filled with choices. The more answers you get, the less you feel you know. Except to make you restless. There's got to be more than this. Yes, there is. And you know it already. But the experiencing must take place. It must take place in a manifest world. The experiencing takes place in a non-manifest world. Appreciate the difference, but don't try to just cut out and go live in that other world. Experience it for the balance you can get and the reality of truth that you can get to see what a silly game you're in and how little difference it makes to anything in the universe whether or not there is a bug in the computer system. But for the moment that you are under the stresses, it makes for a bad time. So do prepare. Prepare as you would ordinarily for any little disaster. Don't let it catch you. If you are concerned and you are on a major hookup system, expect to have it wiped out. But come on, anybody can wipe out your programs. You're that sophisticated now. And the copycats will come around, and I don't know about these computer viruses. I think they're amusing. And somebody who dreamt it up thought it was amusing. It throws the entire network into confusion to get a picture of a happy face. Happy mail. But they'll probably shoot that man, the last one.
He's in prison for 40 years.
Just for sending email. Well, having you send it. Punch it up.
Amanda?
Yes.
If we survive all that, what happens when the planet comes, the 12th planet comes around and comes near to the Earth's magnetic field?
Well, it'll probably mess up a lot of things. I can tell you this. You do your job, and the 12th planet will not come that near. It is the one that can be diverted. Or it can literally collide. That's what you're responsible for. If you have become a nest of vipers, it's not going to be nice. It's a little bit like Sodom and Gomorrah. If there are some honorable people, it will be spared. And if there are a lot of honorable people bringing some sort of a revolvement into the societal structure, it'll be diverted. It's that simple. Your technology has outrun your growth in reason. But anything short of a major, major catastrophe, evolvement will just continue. And you can look at the planets around you to see that man has been on them. And you don't want to become that. That's what you're struggling to attain, is to not be that. But these are your classrooms. You have created them to be your classrooms. So let's create the reality of structuring. Let's do positive creation. You're always waiting for someone else to create something from a creative mind. That's the mind of God. Take that seriously. You are but a projection. And you hear the way. It comes into your mind, which is none of these other things. You have a body. You're not the body. You have a brain. You are not the brain. You have a mind. Surprisingly enough, you are not the mind. You are a co-creator. And it's time we started creating properly to allow for the evolvement and growth within reason and balance. It isn't going to happen in your counting of overnight, because that would end your experience. That would end it. It's like good or bad. If you have nothing with which to relate, you don't know what you're doing. There is no experience. There is just simply being. There's nothing wrong with simply being. You should try it every now and then. You're always so busy trying to run everything, even your meditations, that you can't just be. Eric said it once. I'm just trying to be. Well, you are a human being. So why don't you try it? You like it. You're not a human necessarily doing. You're a human being. And human beings can do. Only your actions provide the manifestation, however. Some are so advanced in the higher teachers that they can create something. They can be many places at once. These are all stuff you can do. You just don't seem to know you can do it. And yet, the revelation to the child's being, when he sees something happening, especially if he has done it. Oh, a little kid, he puts three blocks. Mommy, mommy, look. Is that what you're doing? Basically. And someone else comes along and I want your blocks and I take them and now you have all this interplay. You are experiencing beings. You can create whatever experience you want. And with the coalescence of projected mind, the more of you who want to acquire something, it's got to happen. It is profound. It will happen. It has to happen. That is the law of the universe. Enough mind centered are going to create what it is you're centered on. So let's remember something very, very critically important. When your teachers come, they have to teach you in a language or a symbology that you can understand. If you're going to acquire something, you must have something out there to envision. What is it that you want? Where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. But I sure do want to get there. Well, tell me where we'll get there. Oh, well, I don't really know. So I tell you that you must have a goal direction, a something to achieve. And now I'm going to pull your support system. I first wanted Dyer to do that because the masters taught him. He studies, you know, with some of the greatest. we all work together with anybody who is willing to listen. It is not gold you're after, really. Because each experiencing individual is a soul fragment. You are not here to seek goals. Man does not experience his human form for a goal. You are a human being. You are being whatever you are. You are being human. So quit trying to be a fairy. You asked to come here to be human. So you manifest here to be human. Now you want out of it. Wow, that was a wrong thing to do. I like it better with the pretty lights and rainbows and drifting and perfume and tinkling of bells and wonders. Should never have left that soft nest. But you are a human now being. So let's make the most of it. Let's be good. Let's be impressive. Let's be worthy of human. God. Well, I don't think I want to be worthy of God, and that wasn't my goal. Let's try purpose. You are here to find, recognize, and grow into purpose. Well, my goal might be to save New York City. My purpose is to be a co-creator with God. And then New York City isn't a problem, is it? You will create whatever is necessary to prevent the bombing. Or let it bomb and go away. Don't stop short of your purpose. Don't leave all the bodies in New York for someone else to clean up after you. Be responsible enough to build and create that which sustains throughout the ages of the universe. And you guys are going to do it. I know that you guys are going to do it. I just hate to badger you until you do it. And always there is the little escape clause. Oh, but this is just little Tehachapi. Oh, you mean that place over there we call Tehachapi. Yeah, that one. The crossroads. The place of the Atlantean crystal. You were naughty little characters in Atlantis. And now your purpose is to build a little bit better than what you did there. And so we're all stuck here doing this until we get it right. And create our purpose into the radiance. And then it doesn't matter whether there are other planets, other worlds, other anything. You're so busy doing your purpose, it doesn't matter. And once we get this one done, we just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And go play in something else with a purpose. Our purpose must always be in the direction of God and light. Your terms that you choose to put on things are really quite sad. Love, enlightenment. Come on. You are spiritual beings having a human experience. Quit trying to get out of it. You're not just little human beings running around with some spiritual thing. That's called soul. Your souls. You are spiritual energy forms expressing as human beings. And each fragment is responsible for its beingness and its purpose. So you see, when you run into the great teachers like Baba and Yogananda, and those who see. Beyond the Dalai Lama, he's just a person. He will tell you, I'm just a person. But I know these concepts are right. I must grow that others may grow. That when we do manifest, we manifest in a righteous way and not further chaos and degeneration. Because when everything becomes so chaotic and so degenerate, it collapses upon itself. It destroys itself. Can you make it through without destruction? Not totally. But maybe part of the purpose of the exercise is that you don't. Where will you be safe? Wherever you are, wherever you want to be. You separate out every night, you separate out any time you want to cut out and just cop out. You separate and run away in mind. Well, that same mind is a creative force that allows you to create whatever else you want to be. You see, what really happens is to the human form, you are not your form, but so often the form itself, the physical form, manipulates and controls and manages your ability to get around. Oh, it's a delightful thing. This is a delightful thing. I hear ones, oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to create something different. Something better. They think they're going to stop us. No, they just pushed us into our purpose. And hurt themselves along the way. And you're going to get busy with your books. This is why talking about year 2000 and computer glitches and bugs, most of you have forgotten how to write. Certainly most of you have forgotten how to read. I was a little pleased that email came along in the internets because that means you at least have to read the screen. But soon, you know, there will be this, you punch it on, you punch up, you just speak to it, and it's all over. So there won't be much challenge in that very long. What happens when it all stops? It was this way in Tehachapi for a very long time when the first ones came here to be. It is like that in Manila every day. You're working along and the lights go out, with or without storm. But if you have a storm, know it. Every hotel, everybody over there has a generator that kicks on because everybody knows you can't depend on the power. You don't fix the power supply, but you do have a generator. All you need to do to get through is get a generator. That supplies you with power while you're getting on into your creative mode to fix the problem. It will be as big a blowout problem as you let your masters decide for it to be, or it will be nothing at all. And if you have an extra bottle of water around, it isn't going to hurt you. But you're not going to have any problem out here in Tehachapi, and you who want to do your journal entries, unless you want to lose that information for real. Maybe you want to lose that house payment. And that way, you will be praying that your banking system goes down. So guess what won't go down? You just won't have any recourse. And they'll botch up everything. That is a distraction. But it's a good one. It's a big one. But it doesn't matter. Because one big, massive power failure, and they have already tried this. And it worked. They can block out whole segments of the earth. And just simply kill every electronic device around, including your clocks. And they're practicing. In the middle of the ocean, from the Australian sector, you can see the grid trails. Looking down, you can see them all lined up. You add that to deliberate feeding or seeding the contrails, you got problems. And you have new disease. Right out of Asia, you have new disease. And those of you who want to listen to Al and want to listen to Ed, what you're really doing is listening to Callie, the voice of chaos. And that poor child doesn't even realize it. When you're sick, these negative impacts hit you. But when you get so silly that you think a microbe cannot get me because I am so whatever, in balance, that's when the microbe's going to get you.
Excuse me, Commander, let us change the tape.